You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with director Luca Guadagnino. What is he up to? Always an interesting director.
Yeah, I mean, I really like Challengers this year. Excellent film. Well, he's in final negotiations to direct a new film adaptation of the controversial 1991 novel American Psycho.
Oh, wow. With
Remember
Christian
this
Bale,
one?
Yeah.
That's right. So you had the movie in 2000 that Christian Bale starred in. This is going to be, I suppose, is going to be a remake, more sort of a retake on it.
Okay.
The book centered on a wealthy, narcissistic, young, vain Manhattan investment banker named Patrick Bateman, who lives a double life as a serial killer.
Yeah, it's dark stuff.
It was dark. There was a lot of graphic violence in it. You know, it was censored in multiple countries. This was the novel even when it came out. And indeed, you know, it did well at the box office because it had a sort of modest $7 million budget and it went on to make $34 million and kind of became a cult classic as well. So, I mean, excellent director. He's very busy. He's got a movie called Queer that's coming out starring Daniel Craig. That's going to be out in end of November. He's also in post-production on a film called After the Hunt, which stars Julia Roberts and Andrew Garfield. So good combination there.
Yeah, I like the sound of that, that's for sure. But we'll keep an eye on American Psycho. All right, you've some casting news for us today.
Yeah, we've been giving a lot of updates on The Running Man. This is the remake of that movie. It was a Stephen King pen novel. He wrote it under the pseudonym Richard Bachman. It's from 1982. It was set in 2025 in America under a totalitarian regime that uses violent game shows to placate the disenfranchised masses. If you remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger started in a movie of the same name. Anyway, they've been casting it. Glenn Powell is leading the cast. And they've now got news that Josh Brolin, excellent actor, is in line to play a villain in the movie as well, alongside Lee Pace, who's set to join the cast. Also, Kathy O'Brien has been named as well. Within it, Edgar Wright is directing the feature, which is going to shoot in London early next year. So it's really coming together for the cast of The Running Man.
And we're staying with Stephen King. People can't get enough of him.
So A24, they have snapped up the screen rights to his dark fantasy bestseller Fairy Tale, which they plan to adapt into a 10-episode series rather than a feature. Here you've got a story that follows a 17-year-old boy named Charlie who inherits the keys to a portal and enters a terrifying world where good and evil are at war and both worlds are at stake. You've got Paul Greengrass, who has penned a script adaptation and maybe lining up to direct this as well. So that's a good combination. The book was over 600 pages long, so there's plenty of material to fill out episodes here. And I suppose the likelihood is that Greengrass may be involved, as I said, as a director as well. So that makes it very exciting.
Very good. Now, we've been talking about the new Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh film, We Live in Time, which will premiere at the Cork International Film Festival. And of course, we have an Irish director, Gareth.
Yeah, and I was listening to a podcast this week with John Crowley, featured on it. Cinema Blend was the name of the podcast. I was curious because he was talking about working with the two actors, Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield. And here's a clip of him speaking about how Florence Pugh reacted to her co-star Andrew Garfield in an emotional scene.
When we were shooting that scene, the underground car park scene between Florence and Andrew, 10 minutes into the film, it's the first bit of really sort of heavy lifting they do emotionally in the film. And after we shot it, Florence called Andrew and myself over to the side and said that I don't understand what just happened. That was easier than it should have been. And she didn't mean it didn't cost her. I think she genuinely had never had the degree of presence she was feeling in an actor who was behind the camera or on the camera, but literally the silent web of energy and attention and emotional sort of not saying what he wants to say as the character in the scene, it pulled her through that scene in a way that she had never experienced anything like.
Yes, that is director John Crowley, who has directed We Live in Time with Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield. And, Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, Gareth, they're both at the top of their game. I've always been an Andrew Garfield fan, so I can see why Florence Pugh is so taken with him.
Yeah, just excellent actor. Mm. And he's really had some interesting choices over the last number of years as well, once he sort of stepped out of the Spider-Man outfit. Yes. But even that, he brought a lot of character to that role as well. So this movie's going to be out January the 1st.
Very good. And we'll catch it in Cork before that at the Cork International Film Festival. Now, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. So we had news that Warner Brothers and New Line were developing more live action movies based on the Lord of the Rings property. Then in May came the news that the first of these would be The Hunt for Gollum, which was aiming to release in 2026. So there was speculation around the time. I think Ian McKellen did an interview where he said there was going to be two movies and that had, you know, things go crazy. But actually, it's been confirmed now that by producer Philippa Boyens that there's actually going to be just one movie, The Hunt for Gollum.
Okay.
But there are other films in development telling a different Lord of the Rings story. So this one is expected to be set during the events of the Fellowship of the Ring. It takes place between the time of Bilbo's birthday party and when the Fellowship enter the mines. So that kind of gives an idea as to where it's going to be placed. And of course, Andy Serkis is heavily involved in this new film as well. So there'll be a lot of anticipation for it. If you can't wait till then, there is a new animated film of the Lord of the Rings that's going to be coming out in December as well. So plenty to keep the fans of that. And of course, there is the big series, A Total Different Property, on the Amazon Prime network as well. That's just reached conclusion in season two. So lots of it out there.
Lots there for Lord of the Rings fans. Now, good news this week for Jane Fonda, and a richly deserved award.
Yeah, she's going to be honoured with SAG-AFTRA's Lifetime Achievement Award. You'd kind of think at this stage she's probably won everything, but this is the highest tribute for her career that the organisation can bestow on somebody. It's also for her humanitarian accomplishments as well. I mean, look at what she's won. She's received 2 Oscars, 2 BAFTAs, an Emmy, 7 Golden Globes, an AFI Lifetime Achievement Award, a Cecil B. DeMille Award, an L Woman in Hollywood Icon Award and Women in Film Humanitarian Award. So, like, she's just kind of won everything, and her roles down through the years, from Clute to Coming Home to her roles on television as well, in The Dollmaker, which she won an Emmy for, and more recently in The Newsroom and Grace and Frankie. So, well deserved there for Jane Fonda.
Absolutely. What trailer have you picked for us, Gart?
Well, you know how Die Hard is sort of an unofficial Christmas movie.
Yes.
Am I allowed to talk about a Christmas movie at this stage?
Just about.
Here is another action movie that's set at Christmas, and you'd wonder if it might just, you know, claw its way into this field of action movies that just happen to be set at Christmas time. Take a listen to this. This is called Carry On.
This is the way the world works. There's people in control, and there's people that listen. I'm the guy you listen to. Ethan, today is a day that you're going to remember for a very long time, but if you handle it right, you're going to have a chance to forget it.
Who are you?
Knowing won't change anything, and I hope I don't have to execute someone close to you to prove it. One bag for one life.
We have 10 minutes before everybody in this airport dies.
All you have to do is nothing.
All you have to do is nothing. It's not going to be that easy, is it, Garrett?
Well, that's the unmistakable voice of Jason Bateman there.
Yes.
Excellent actor. Taron Egerton also starring in this, Sophia Carson as well. This is about a mysterious traveller who blackmails a young TSA agent into letting a dangerous package slip through security and onto a Christmas Day flight. This is going to be released December 13th on Netflix. So do check out the trailer for Carry On.
That is Carry On. All right. New releases in cinemas this weekend. We're going to start with an Irish one. We have Aoife Bertha, so behind the camera as director of Kathleen Is Here.
Kathleen Carol Dunn. No next of kin. It might feel strange being back here, Kathleen. If you make different choices, things could be a lot better for you.
Hiya. Yeah, we've just moved in. I'm Dee.
Hi.
Making any friends?
One.
It's weird now being in the house on my own.
If you ever need anything.
Thanks.
Are we taking in waves and strays now?
She's just lonely. I couldn't have managed on my own at her age.
I like your necklace.
It's supposed to make your wishes come true.
You don't know the first thing about her, Dee.
Yes, Gareth, that is Kathleen Is Here in cinemas this weekend in a fine Irish cast.
Fine Irish cast. Hazel Duke leading the cast here. She plays Kathleen, who's fresh out of foster care. Her departure coincides with the death of her biological mother as she returns to her hometown to take ownership of her mother's house. She gets a job, even a friend, but the emptiness of her life cannot be filled by social media and reality shows. And alone and desperate for a mother figure, she sets out on a destructive path. Really good cast here, supporting Claire Dunne. You've got Aaron Monaghan, if you heard in that clip there, and Peter Coonan as well, starring in Kathleen Is Here.
Very good. We mentioned it some time back. The Apprentice, also in cinemas.
Yes, Sebastian Stan playing Donald Trump, a young Donald Trump here, and his ascent to power through a Faustian deal with the influential right-wing lawyer and political fixer Roy Cohn, who's played by Jeremy Strong in the movie. Irish producers involved with The Apprentice also as well. A couple of others to mention as well. We've got an animated movie, The Wild Robot. This one's good for families. And it's about Roz, a futuristic robot that washes ashore on a deserted island, and so begins a tale of survival and discovery begins. Really nice voice cast here as well. Throughout, you've got Lupita Nyong'o, Pedro Pascal, Catherine O'Hara, Bill Nighy, all starring in that. If you like your horror, we've got Smile 2, about to embark on a new world tour. Global pop sensation Skye Riley begins experiencing increasingly terrifying and inexplicable events. We've got a movie that's released on Netflix. This, we've mentioned, we had it as a trailer watch at one point, Woman of the Hour.
Oh yeah, this looking forward to this one, yeah.
Yeah, Cheryl Bradshaw, a single woman looking for a suitor on a 1970s TV show, chooses a charming bachelor, unaware that behind the man's gentle facade he hides a deadly secret. Anna Kendrick starring and directing this one. So that is on Netflix. And then finally, there's a documentary as well called Every Little Thing. This is about a woman in Hollywood who cares for injured hummingbirds, experiencing personal growth as she witnesses their fragility and resilience.
Lovely. What about a TV movie for us?
Well, I mentioned Smile 2 there, if you're interested, just to let you know that Smile is actually on tonight on Channel 4 at 9:20. Mm-hmm. So it's a chance to catch that. However, my pick, though, is about a rebellious small-time crook who's sent to a prison in the Deep South, where he becomes a hero in the eyes of his fellow convicts and a thorn in the side of the wardens and the guards by refusing to bow to authority. His defiance escalates when he receives news of his mother's death and embarks on a series of failed escape attempts. It's drama based on Don Pierce's novel. It stars the wonderful Paul Newman, George Kennedy, J.D. Cannon and Dennis Hopper. It is Cool Hand Luke, and it's on TG Car tonight at 9:50.
Oh, Paul Newman is so good in that. Cool Hand Luke, TG Car tonight at 9:50, and a great score too, Balala Shiffrin. Cool Hand Luke, your pick, and a very fine one too. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.